Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Doug, it's Thursday, January 18th, 2024. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year still.
We're doing it. It's New Year all year is what I say.
Love it. It's a good attitude.
Do you remember what happened last week?
Yeah, we spilled over a little bit.
Yeah, we completely spilled. We didn't even get to what was it like growing up Danny.
Yeah, I don't know shit about Danny.
Well, we know a lot, but not about his name. Yeah. And how he feels about it. So he's back this week. And we'll get into it today. What's your middle name, Doug? I forgot.
Kyle. Now I'm blanking on yours. And every time you say it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew that. Damn it.
No, middle names are bad like that because you just don't, unless it's somebody that is an actor that, you know, goes
Steven,
by all three
right?
names. Yes.
Steven? Yes. Wow.
Yeah. But your first guess, I thought you said Keenan. So that's why I laughed.
Douglas Keenan Benson.
I mean, this show would be called Keenan and Kyle for sure if my middle name was Keenan. All right. So you're DKM. We've discussed that before.
Yeah, not very exciting.
Not Dickum. The most exciting initials, Dickum. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, so we're going to find out Danny's middle name today, and I just want to do a pre, you know, I hope that it begins with M. Because Danny's initial will be DMT. So I hope his middle name is Mary, and we are going to find out today as we talk to Danny Tamborelli. Let's go to work. Hello, Danny Tamborelli. Happy New Year
again. And boy, oh boy. That song just elicits like Jeff Hanneman's ghost from Slayer. Just, I feel like that would have been the song that he wrote for you guys. You would have become friends and he would have been like, yeah, I'll totally do an intro for your podcast about Dougs.
That's beautiful. I love that. I'm always, you know, I've been lucky, knock on something, that all of my podcasts and shows, I've just been had somebody that I know that I could go, hey, why don't you write the theme song? So I've been pretty lucky with the theme songs. But for anybody who's just joining us with Danny Tamborelli here in part two, if such a person exists, we already talked to Danny last week for an entire hour and did not get to the part where we talk about names. Now, I know you're sitting there at home saying, isn't that the point of the show, talking about names? It's like, yes, it is. But Danny had so much to say about the warm-up questions, about his books. One is out now, The First Date Prophecy. One's coming out in May, Road Trip Rewind. They're both co-written with his wife, who may or may not be taller than him.
Depends on the boots
that
I'm wearing.
When we talked about your three tattoos and that you know, have named not only pets, but cars. And then we got to the part where we start to dig in into your own name part by part. And then we had to say farewell. We had to say our goodbyes, which took another 30 minutes. And then here we are a week later.
And we're going to ask the same questions again.
That's okay. That's fine. If and for anybody who was listening last week, there was some there it was just a I had to go research Dietrich Bonhoeffer to realize that he was a hardcore anti-Nazi, and they actually hung him and killed him
for being against Nazis.
For being for being a non-Nazi sympathizer. So anyway, I just wanted to clear that up because, you know, it came up. And I realized that, you know, he wasn't a good Nazi. He was the best kind of Nazi because he wasn't one.
Oh, I see. That's a really good point. That
anyway, I just needed to clarify. You know,
it's kind of weird to call somebody a Nazi a lot when they're not a Nazi.
But he was around during the, you know, I didn't have the specifics. I didn't name it. So.
Right. All right. Well, did you know that James Corden is a Nazi?
I thought only to servers in restaurants.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. I forgot. He's a customer only, Nazi.
Yeah, he's a server Nazi. He's like, I know I've got power here, and I'm going to wield it.
He's like when the soup Nazi goes out on the town, he becomes the customer Nazi.
Are you gonna do that's that car karaoke? Not today. This steak is rare. Too rare. I'll take it back. Well, I spit on you. Spit on your back as you turn from me. Celebrate times. Come on.
How'd you do that? You have that all queued up and ready to go, that music?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's break down your name. Growing up, Danny. Mm-hmm. Let's start there and see if that takes up the whole hour. How was it growing up with the name Danny? Where do you stand on the name Danny? Your actual name is Daniel on the birth certificate?
Yeah, my birth certificate is Daniel. I usually only got called Daniel when I was going to get in trouble. Some people called me Dan. Danny was like my name, and then became like, I guess, a stage name. Not my stage name, but it just I always went by Danny because that's what I was called.
Born to be.
Yeah, I guess so. But I didn't like being called Dan, and I was the new kid in fifth grade. And moved to a public school, new public school in Jersey. My parents moved on up. And someone used to say, I can't remember who it was because it was so traumatic that I blocked it out, but I can't forget the song. And the song is about a guy named Dan, and it's not very friendly and not very nice. And it's like, it goes, Dan, the lavatory man, chief engineer. Yeah. We can go line by line if you like, but it's Dan, the lavatory man.
Yeah.
Chief engineer of the public can.
Okay.
He picks up the papers and he cleans up the towels and he listens to the rumble of the other people's bowels. Deep down underneath the ground, he sees those turds go swishing around and the sound of gas is heard, followed by a steaming turd. And that was sung to me in a melody that I can't remember because, again, it was traumatic.
Right. But probably because I didn't. Song, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But okay. Dan, the lavatory man, chief engineer of the public can. He cleans up.
No, that's too melodic for kids. I know. That was too much of a song.
I'm just surprised they knew what a lavatory was.
They were all called around lavatories in school.
Lavatory was always a fun word because, you know, it's so close to laboratory. And also, it was just such a dumb, it's just an unnecessarily complex word for, like, you know, just the bathroom or the restroom.
The shitter.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God, the word shit, the fact that everyone considers the word shit a bad thing to say, but poop isn't, doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. Can you imagine in the Christmas vacation if the line was, the lavatory's full?
Right. Yeah, but I would like to imagine a world where we have, I like to imagine a world where we have a book called Everybody Shits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's Everybody better. Shits like a rhino.
I would like flight attendants to talk about the two shitters on either side of your aircraft.
That's what I'm saying. Just we have to free the shit. The word shit has been unfairly blackballed because
it's funny.
There's a million ways to say it.
Yeah, and well, and just this week I was driving my son to school and somebody cut me off and I called them a shit. I yell and curse in the car when people upset me, but I stay in the car. I don't get out and I don't make eye contact, but I say it out loud because it makes me feel better. And my son scolded me and said, "You said a bad word." And I goaded him because I wanted him to say it. So I said, "What did I say?" And he said, "Shit." And I was like, "Yep, I said it." He said, "You said shit, daddy." And I could hear the power in his voice, like from him saying it. Like I could, there was like a visceral reaction he was making. Like,
he's like, I get a green light here.
Yeah, and he took it. He certainly took it.
Or a brown light.
Oh, very good. Dan, not my favorite. Danny.
Well, I figured something else out about that song you were singing earlier, if I may take a moment.
Oh, please.
To circle back to it, because of course you said that the song talked about Dan being a lavatory man.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or chief engineer of the public camp.
Yeah, I think I've heard a similar I think I heard a similar similar refrain, but leading up to garbage can. But then I think then the words go off in a completely different direction. There's so much talent out there in the taunting children's songs, but
hey, and it's clean. There's no bad words in it,
right? Well, that's part of the fun with these kids taunting things, is the ones where you're saying a lot of stuff, you're talking a lot of shit without actually using swear words. Is pretty effective. But I went through, I'm trying to take this off you so you don't take it so personally. This is somewhat of a therapy session we have with our guests.
I'm into
I'm saying that I think these same kids would just have easily pulled that song if they'd have known any kid's name, Han, Jan, Pan, or Van.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. The rhyme
scheme. Dan is the most common rhyme scheme that would fit the rhyme. Uh-huh, yeah,
yeah. Well, they have Stan.
You needed a kid named Pan in the same school because that would have just totally probably gone to Pan, because it's even more fun to say Pan.
Yeah, Pan, over and Pan. Over again. Yeah,
I think Dan's Labyrinth right. About.
I didn't know any Stans. I didn't have any Stans in my life.
That kid Pan was really he didn't fit in with everybody. His eyes were on his hands.
Yeah.
And he
pretty spooky.
Yeah, he was really scary. All right, Daniel. See, I'm not mad at you, but that's what it sounds like when somebody's mad at you, as they whip out the Daniel the Douglas.
And my hackles went up when he said it.
Oh no. You know, you can get a shot for that now if you've got the hackles virus in you.
That's cool. I didn't know.
You're over 40 of the hackles virus. It's already in you. And hackles doesn't care.
And if you don't get that vaccine before the age 65, it's really a problem.
What about your nickname situation, like when you were young, not have a lot of nicknames for you because they were able to just say, go right to Danny, and that was sort of like officially what you were being called all the time, or did people have to ramp it up from there?
No, I mean, like, you're talking like friends and
yeah, just people know you. Did you have any common nicknames, or was Danny, did it already feel like you were getting a nickname when they were just adding, the NY to Daniel?
Again, kids can be cruel in school, and teachers can be cruel in school. I had a gym teacher who got driven by his wife to and from school because he had too many and got a couple Deweys and had to have his wife drive him to school. They kept him on the job.
Hang on a second, Doug. Have you ever heard a DUI called a Dewey?
No, I don't think so.
That is fantastic.
Is that not common?
It's so cute because it's like if somebody's feeling shame about having a DUI, I just got a Dewey. It's like, it just makes it sound so like disposable. Like, it was just a Dewey.
in Jersey too. It's like, no big deal. I got a DUI in Jersey, which means if you go to Canada, they can't really tell because a DUI in Jersey is not like it's labeled as some sort of like
misdemeanor.
Yeah, it's, like it's something it isn't categorized as that, so you can get in to Canada. Is I what thought I'm saying. So if you're gonna get DUIs, you can get them in Jersey and still get to Canada. Other places, ooh, yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Really, you get a DUI in any other state, you try to go to Canada and they say, hey, we don't need any Deweys up here.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. And they're, yeah, which
we'll take Deweys, we'll take Louis, but we don't want any Deweys.
That's right. And they probably commit more Deweys than, you know, it's cold up there. Not a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Deweys because it's so fucked up that, like, I heard that, like, in Michigan, that if you are, you know, you feel like you're too drunk to drive and you like, you know, or you, you know, pull over by the side of the road because you, you know, feel like you shouldn't be driving home and you like try to take a nap or something, they'll still give you flat out DUI just for being in a car, having been drunk.
Yeah, that's.
Isn't that wild? You're doing the responsible thing and pulling over and taking a nap and they could still pinch you.
Yeah, well, if it's not super chilly out, maybe you can just throw your keys. And if they don't, I think if your keys aren't in the ignition,
I think if the keys aren't anywhere around, like if they're in your pocket, you're fucked.
Yeah, and you know what? Everybody's got a fob these days. Nobody's putting anything into an ignition.
It's true.
Oh, they're all going to be, sir, I didn't have it. It's just on my keychain. Anyway, this guy used to call me Tim. He used to call. I'm trying to stay on task for you guys too.
No, that's cool.
He used to call me Tambalodian, and that stuck. And I hated it. I really, truly hated it.
This was a gym coach?
Yeah, gym teacher. He'd be like, "Hey, Tambalodian!"
Oh my God!
And he'd yell at me, and you know.
I just don't get how these educators don't understand that. Even though, I mean, now it just sounds like he's just sort of being silly with your name, you know. But it's still like they just don't, they don't even understand.
I'm 13, 14 years old. Don't fuck around, man. Like I got hormones and emotions raging. Like, you start making fun of me. I'm on TV. I got like a hip thing going on, trying to navigate being cool, but also be like a normal kid. And then this fucking guy calls me Tambalodian for 44 minutes a day.
And wait, so that's because of Nickelodeon?
Yeah, and my last name's Tamarelli and Nickelodeon. She used to call me Tambalodian. And then it would stick, and then other people would call it. I know, and that was the worst part, was that, like, this fucking guy, he made it stick. You know, people would say that. I'd be like, what's up, Tambalodian? Like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you'd go right to the principal's office if you had a good nickname for that asshole.
Oh, Mr. Herman.
You know what I mean? If you fired back, what's his real name?
Mr. Herman.
Yeah, so if you went...
He's dead. He's whatever, probably dead.
Whatever
now.
Herman Munster.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Herman. Mr. Hey, Herman. Hey, Mr. Herman, where are your hermits? You know? Yeah.
Where's your Munster cheese? Okay. So we're not trying to bring up trauma here.
No, it's fun. It's fun trauma. I mean, I got over it.
This show is not here to trigger anybody. We want you to consider us to be your emotional support dogs.
I feel that way. I feel like I'm in a tree of trust.
You can fly with us.
Yeah. I came up with it. I even came up with, I don't know where I wrote it down though, but I really came up with what I thought was a great title for this episode. I mean, we could call it the part two of whatever the title was last week, The Adventures of Doug and Doug.
But I've got a backup if you don't think of it.
Well, I wrote down a really good one. I wrote it down on paper even. Oh, here it is.
Here it is. It sounds good.
Oh. Well, because, you know, I knew that I'd be high today, and our friend Danny Tamborelli, it seems like he might be a little high as well. And, you know, and Doug Mellard partakes from time to time, but my point is, I thought a good title for this episode would be Performance Enhancing Dugs.
I say that's a big point. And that screams points.
Have you seen the new After Midnight?
I just started watching it. Yeah, it's great. Yep.
There's no point screaming, which was a fantastic change. It worked with Chris doing it, but I think someone else having to do it would just feel awkward.
I very much agree. As somebody who took over the I did a segment for All That that was called Vital Information that this woman, Lori Beth Denberg, did before I did. And then she left and I had to do it. And it was a very scary, I got to fill her shoes, and everybody loved it. And I had to try to do it a little different and be a little more be a little more unique. I like the idea of points and all that stuff, but I think it's better for somebody else to do their thing and have it be,
Yeah, she just either laughs.
Tomlin's
laughs or doesn't laugh, and then pushes a button that just, and then you see the person's score go up. It's cute. I like it. I think it's a really good. I think it's a good fix. I like the new set. I like that the podiums are slightly further apart. I always thought it was weird that the podiums were just all right too up against close. Each other. Mm-hmm. And they bring people out from behind the podium at one point to do one bit. I think that'll be a recurring thing. So that's fun to not just be stuck by a podium the whole time. And so we'll see what happens with it. But so far, I've been enjoying it. Hours, interesting, because I always thought it was impressive that they did a half hour show in the afternoon and then had it, on TV by midnight. But they're doing a whole hour with essentially the same kind of schedule they had for the half hour show. So it's pretty intense.
Totally. I'm just glad. I'm glad it's back.
Speaking of things that are intense, dude, we've got a bet going here, Doug and I, okay, about what your middle name, what initial your middle name begins with. Could you please share it with us now?
That is a it's a P.
Okay. And so your middle name is Philip?
No.
Is that why you had to think about it? Because
Peter.
You F?
No,
it's not. It's not. No, it is not Philip, and it is not Peter.
Okay.
It's common knowledge. I'm glad you didn't go on Wikipedia and just look and then find the answers.
Wikipedia, I get it. Doug, you go first. Guess a P name. Let's go until we get it. Push Danny into a third episode.
Patrick?
No, but I was billed as Daniel Patrick Tamborelli in I think Ryan Soap. One of the bigger things that I did, they effed up my name.
They just got it wrong?
Yeah. Well, people have spelled my name wrong too. Sometimes I'm billed as Tamborelli with an O.
Right. That's an easy mistake. I definitely made sure on that one that I was getting it right.
Yeah. But I worked for you. I had to sign a contract. Even if my parents signed it, it's still on my behalf. Spell my fucking name right, Ryan Soap.
That stupid show deserves to not be a thing anymore.
Damn right.
And it isn't. Okay, so my guess. Okay, so we got Patrick and Philip and Peter are all out. Those are big P names.
Yeah.
We got
Pan
of course, you would have said, my name is Pan, my middle name. Oh my God, they would just be like, they would tear you apart, Dan Pan, the laboratory man, if your middle name was rhymed with Dan. Okay, I'm going to give a serious guess now. Patricia. No. Party, pantaloons. Persephone, Pinky. I've passed my number of guesses. Obviously,
you're missing a really big name. It's pretty common.
Doug, go ahead and guess.
It's four letters. If that's helpful.
You don't have to give us more clues. We'll get there.
Okay.
Is it Paul?
Paul, right?
Yeah, it is Paul.
Named after Paul McCartney?
After my my father.
Was he named after Paul?
McCartney's probably got 8-9 years on my dad, but that's about it.
All right, DPT.
So, it is dipped. That's right. I'm dipped.
You're totally dipped. I was hoping, Doug's just playing a lot, that your middle initial would be an M, because it'd be fun if your initials were DM.
DMT? Yeah, it would be a lot of
Those would
fun,
be fun initials, but most people do not
wouldn't
have fun initials. That's what I've learned during this show and asking every time. So we got Dan on that birth certificate. We got Daniel Paul Tamborelli.
That's correct.
Okay. And then everybody started calling you Danny, and then all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Nominative determination began because you became a fun, outgoing person, I think, partially because everyone was calling you Danny.
Yeah, that's a fun name. I mean, Dan is kind of stuffy. Oh, you know what's funny? That this is a one of the reasons I wasn't my family didn't call me Dan. My mom, this I can't believe I just thought about this. She used to tell me that she didn't like the name Dan because George Carlin had a bit about adults using like kid lingo and like, oh, like okay, everybody's ready to fly to Chicago on Tuesday? Yeah, except Dan. What happened to Dan? Dan's he's afraid to fly. Fucking fraidy cat Dan. And that's the joke. Because he said fraidy cat because it's kid slang and adults speak it.
Yeah.
And that is that what my mom refused to call me Dan because of that. So thanks, George.
Yeah, well, also thanks George for giving Donald Trump the idea that it's fun to just assign stupid nicknames to
Oh, right.
like
Yeah.
Scaredy Cat.
Yeah.
Scaredy Cat is totally what Trump would call somebody. He is that bit. He is
Oh,
that
he
ultra
is. Yeah,
child bit.
you're absolutely right. That hurts my
Okay.
brain.
So I like the flow of your name. I like it's like it's cool that like it's just all different. Each name has a different number of initials. That's always interesting. Your parents didn't try to go with any crazy alliteration, like Thomas Tamborelli or some shit like that. Do you play the tambourine?
Hey, that's you know what? That's like it's bastardized Italian, but tamburini, tamburelli, they're small drums. That's what that means in Italian. So technically, my last name is a tambourine or just a
Small drum,
small
not
drum
a
in general.
dangly
Yeah,
one
no, it
usually used
doesn't
by the
indicate whether or not that, yeah,
person with no talent in the band.
to, like Jimmy,
The sexy member of
like
the
Jimmy
band.
Fallon playing with Green Day in the subway
Exactly.
yesterday. God,
Exactly.
it's just like that. You don't realize when you're like someone's just trying to make this like a guerrilla recording, and you have an iPhone that damn jangle on that tambourine is going to be the loudest fucking thing you hear.
Yeah, it really stands out when it's brought out. Much like you, though, this is all we're making connections, and I'm glad that that I know that it's Tamborelli, because then that way we've got no connection with Jeffrey Tambor, who seems like probably was Tambor was probably a longer name when his parents came in on the boat, or his grandparents. So maybe he's a Tam. Are there Tamborellis out there, or is Tamborelli always an E?
Yeah, there are O's, there are U's.
Tamborelli?
Yeah, I know.
Or
Yeah.
Tamboroli?
No,
Or Tamboroli?
Tamborelli.
Kill you.
Tambor,
Tamboroli.
I'll kill you. Yeah, I don't know. It's there are many, but like I feel like all of the actual Tamborellis that I have come across in the States are usually E. Like you can't find if I went to Italy and I went looking for relatives, and I couldn't find anyone with the exact spelling of my last name because people in Ellis Island didn't understand accents. That's what I think.
Fascinating. I think you're right.
Yeah. Or they were just, they're like, they're processing thousands of people every day, hearing all sorts of different things. And like, what did you say? It's like a cat is, meowing behind this guy. Like, okay, well, your name is Tambor Meowly. Tambor Meowly. All right, that's enough of that bit.
Well, you know what? That's enough of all of us in general for now, because we're going to take a commercial break and be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. We didn't take any bong rips during the break.
Mm-mm,
we listened to the ads and purchased the products and services offered in those ads. I mean, as much as we hate the ads in podcasts, everybody, and you maybe fast forward through them, if you go and do whatever the podcaster is asking you to do, then that helps keep that particular podcast going. In many cases. Yeah.
Hey,
so
people don't realize it's the podcasting this year in 2024 is projected to make between $7 and $9 billion this year.
Oh, well, I feel like I need a bigger take.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying. I'm curious. I guess everyone's got a podcast and just gets those. Yeah,
exactly.
Let's get the same circulating ads.
I started podcasting, goddammit. I invented it. I came up with a name and some idiot thought I said a D in the first part.
Podcasting has now become like any large settlement that you may have been involved in. You get your 25 cents to like 8 million people.
All right, so let's do a quick rip out of a pipe. And this is, I believe, Doug, this is the first time I've ever announced that I'm taking a hit during the show. But of course, I've...
Big moment.
I've been high during the show most of the times we do it. I think it's fair to say. But
this is a natural relief live resin pen from Maine that I get because New York City is fucked. And they have all these weed shops and none of them are actually real. And you don't really know what you're getting. So I... Don't subscribe to it. I go where I know it's.
I do as a tourist. I know it's legitimate. I subscribe to it though. I like going into those places.
Sure, but you can't screw up. It's hard to screw up weed. Like you can look at it, you can smell it, and you can like know whether or not it's good. But like if you're getting like a cart, like I just don't trust it. Everyone's got the same ones, and they're all like, "This is the fire. This is fire. This is called flavor." So it's just like I don't, you know, I'm too old to be fucking around with that. I want to know that I'm getting legitimate things.
I was in the Times Square area where like every block now has got a store that the name of the store is some sort of weed pun or reference. And I went to one and said, what's your disposable vape situation? And they're like indica or sativa. And I told him, and he gave me, you know, he showed me the box and it was a weed pen that I'd, you know, used before. I'd seen the name before, so I was like, okay, this is reliable. And he gave it to me. I paid for it, you know, and I went back to the hotel and I open it up and you know, I take the pen out and it's like dead on arrival. It just doesn't work immediately, you know, like the red light comes on saying this doesn't work.
So then like
and it wasn't a rechargeable one, it was supposed to be disposable, so which I also have a problem with because disposable means this is going to be a big pile of them in the ocean. But anyway, I had to go back and say to the guy, you sold me a pen that doesn't work. Do you remember me? It was just like 20 minutes ago. And he was cool, but I was just the whole walk over there. I was like, is this going to be one of those deals where the guy's like, hey, you know, sorry, but
No, I don't remember you.
Where's your receipt, you know, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your receipt for the weed store?
Yeah. No, but he was super nice about it and gave me another one, and it did end up being a good pen. But I do understand your concerns with that, you know. If it's where
not
you...
regulated, it's just like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there's like legitimately like five in the city that are like working with the state. Yeah, I grew up in Jersey. Jersey's fully recreational. I can go there and like I get a cart from there and it tells me every single thing that's in it, like the percentages. It's got a little like sticker on the side, like what lab it was made in, when it was made. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm okay. And it could all be bullshit, but you know what? It's working for me. Whoever's coming up with that advertising, you're hitting me right in the feels.
Well, it's you got to come back on Getting Dug with High, and we'll talk about this subject over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, because we're mixing up my podcast at this point.
I know. Sorry.
But
it's a crossover, man. It's like DC and Marvel, bro.
Hey, did you see that movie? What if I just toss in movies all of a sudden?
then you've hit all the trifecta here.
Yeah, all of my hobbies. But so there's nobody else other you own, like, this is a cool thing that you kind of own as far as celebrity goes, as far as famous people. You're the only Tamborelli that's a famous one, right?
Not that I know of, yeah.
Yeah, there's none in sports or other areas that have achieved your level of notoriety.
I don't believe so. I know there are a lot of cousins trying, waiting in the wing for when I fall. I got a Tony Tamborelli, I got a Nicholas Tamborelli. They're all like, when can we strike? My cousin Tony Tamborelli had a legit videography, like a shop house in the city called Tamborelli Video, and they went out of business resold the business maybe like a decade ago. And I was working on a set and the sound guy comes in and he has a big Pelican case that just says Tamborelli Video on it. And I was just like, oh, it's like, where'd you get that? He's like, oh, fire sale. Like, I got it from the store. I'm like, that's my cousin's store. Anyway, so he could be a close second, is what I'm saying.
Did you say Pelican?
Yeah, like a Pelican case, you know, like those big black.
I don't know.
Pelican cases.
Those are
like
called Pelican cases?
Pretty sure.
Because it's the size of a Pelican?
I don't know. That's the name of the company. And it doesn't sound like a Pelican. A Pelican's a pretty sturdy bird, but I wouldn't like it wouldn't be my first choice. It would be like the rhino pack, you know,
yeah,
something like that. Like, why does it need to be a Pelican?
Weird.
Yeah, I never understood. It's called.
Yeah, and I mean, you can fact check me. I don't know. I'm not looking at shit. I'm just
no, I get I you know, head. I just have never heard of, you know, I never heard it called a Dewey, and I've never heard of a Pelican.
Things I've never
Pelican
heard.
Case with... I only saw a Pelican case once, and it was on a flight. They made them put their Pelican in a case to take it on the plane. But also, I saw the Pelican Brief with.
That's where I was going.
Well, I wish this Pelican conversation was brief. Listen, okay, so.
Just me. I'm on the top of the totem pole of the Tamborellis. Totem pole of Tamborellis.
I'm so happy for you. And I think, you know, I think that's going to continue. I mean, there's so many Bensons in show business at this point that, like, it's anybody's game, really. And Doug's the top Mellard that I know of.
Can you sing and sing your guitar solos as well as another Benson? Because
George Benson?
Kind of the best at it.
Oh yeah, I mean, but I can't even claim, like, if I give it a few more years, I don't think I can even say I'm the best comedian named Benson, because I've seen and met like several other Bensons in comedy that could all just, you know,
what
take
about
crown?
Well, if that happens, what about adding your middle initial to your what is your middle name, Doug?
Steven.
Doug S. Benson. Yeah.
I was initially, when I joined SAG, I thought I was going to have to be Douglas Stephen Benson, because of there was already a Doug Benson, but the other Doug Benson was like, has been dormant enough that everybody just started crediting me as Doug Benson, and there's been no complaints from the alleged actual Doug Benson. So I guess I don't know what his deal is, but that's just one of those things where, like, you know, it's just like getting your name as your handle on social media or something. If you don't strike at the right moment, you just, you know, somebody could have it that doesn't even trying to sell it to you. They just don't even realize they have it or something. You know?
Yeah. I was really high last night. Bought a bunch of names.
So, speaking of names, because we talked about your first, middle, and last name, and all the other Tamborellis. What was you said the name of your band on the last episode?
Oh, yeah, Jounce.
Could you spell that for me, please?
J-O-U-N-C-E. Bounce with a J.
Yeah, but it's funny because it did sound like I didn't, like I was asking you to spell it like you made it up and you wouldn't be able to spell it. But it was honestly just so I could write it down and look at it. And why did you name it that?
Well, we had another name in high school called 33 West that was just it was an address on like a poster in our guitar player's basement. So we were 33 West, and then we went to college, and there was some band in Virginia that was like, hey, we're named 33 West, and we're sending you it was like kids sending us like a cease and desist. It didn't come from a lawyer, didn't come from a label. It came from these people, and we got scared and we changed our name. And we just looked, we're looking through the dictionary, and we pointed our finger at a word, and that's to talk about stoner logic. It was just like, man, we got to change your name now. Oh, fuck this. How are we going to do this? What's going to be easy? The easiest way. Well, let's just look in a dictionary and put our finger on a word. And like 40 words later, we found Jounce, and like, it's a sharp, sharp jolt or bounce. It's like they're Jounce bumpers, shocks Jounce. Hemingway used it like, you know, Travels with Charlie, I think, like something jounces out of his pickup truck. So once we were like, we're Jounce, we went what the meaning is. And
I was skeptical at first that the word Jounce, that like when you told me the meaning of it, it would, you know, that it would make any sense at all. You know, but I just realized that we do use the word Jounce. We just add a Y. We call songs Jouncy.
Jouncy?
Yeah, I've heard that. Oh, that's a Jouncy. I've heard that.
Oh, that's before. A Jouncy tune.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Not that crazy of a name for a band.
All right. Yeah, well, it's a sharp jolt or bounce. So if you're like, and at that time we were such a hippie band, like we were basically an instrumental like Modesky Martin and Wood Band, and would sing like cover songs from like the 60s and 70s. That was like,
yeah, and people would want to move, like they'd just been jolted, like they'd just been electrocuted.
That's true, except for one time when you start playing like Outer Banks, they won't think you're very jouncy, and they'll ask when the DJ is coming back on.
Why did the movie get flouncy when it was supposed to be jouncy? That's a Karen. I'm imitating a Karen.
Is that your take on the latest version of West Side Story? It was more flouncy than jouncy. You don't have to talk about it. That's just what I was thinking.
It's like you knew a can of worms to open with me, because I have just an insane amount of thoughts about Steven Spielberg's West Side Story, and nobody cares, because the movie is beloved by the people who saw it and is just of no interest to the people who haven't, which is most people have not seen this. Maybe they kind of watched it, but you know what I mean? Nobody cares. But I care, and I I have a lot of issues.
Okay, so you're saying flouncy, not jouncy. It's just where it would just to bring it right
I
back.
I just don't even know which one I would ascribe to it because it's a little of both. But
okay, but
it's just one of those adaptations of a thing that was, you know, pretty near perfect, where every change they made was either a really good change or a terrible change. And of course, each person, it's up to the individual, but I was just like, just having fits through it because Spielberg would just keep stuff that really worked in the first movie pretty much the same and then still kind of managed to get credit for, you know, it was just a Steven Spielberg film. He didn't give co-credit to the guy who the original movie was directed by two people because there was a co-director credit because one of them did more of the choreography and the other one did more of the, you know, the picking the shots and stuff. But anyway.
Which makes sense.
And absolutely it does.
God bless them both.
Exactly. We gotta go into the most important question that we ask every guest, and that is, tell us about any of the Dougs in your life that have been important to you or that were memorable.
Well, the thing
and
is,
if you don't have any, that's
I don't want to talk about you.
That's fair.
As one of those Dougs, people that I admire, like Doug Gillard, is a musician that I really love and care about and enjoy all of his work.
What band is he in? Flounce? Is he in a rival band?
He did a stint with Guided by Voices, Not a okay. Surf, Cobra Verde. Cool dude. You should definitely check him out if you don't know who Doug Gillard is. He's cool.
Yeah, that's a virtual who's what of alternative college radio.
That is correct. There's a yeah, I mean, I think he's like probably the biggest Doug. I had a very good friend named Doug who his older brother and I lived together for a time. And he was a very good dude, and he was kind of kooky, and he found his way, and he started doing those, working on like cell towers, and he had a tragic accident, and he lost his life on one of those things.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, really sad. Yeah.
We can't.
One of those. I know. We don't want to end that way. I was just.
No, we're not going to end like, that way. It. You don't worry about it. I'm a pro.
Okay. But yeah, Doug.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Oh, man.
Doug is dead. And that's our show. Don't forget to eat Blue Chew.
Blue Chew. Oh, nice. There you go. Honestly, Doug would be happy. This would make him happy.
Oh, good. Well, that's what I always hope for is that when speaking of the dead, I hope that they would enjoy it if they had access to the.
No, yeah. He's a wise ass. He'd be all about all this.
All right. So let's turn it back on you then for another second. Well, how many Dannys have you been close to, if any? Have you been friendly with a Danny?
There was a Danny that used to audition in New York City with me, and his last name was Tuffarelli. I swear to God. And sometimes,
did one of you maybe get the other's part one time?
I don't know. Maybe.
Was there a mix up in filing?
Oh man, perhaps. I bet we both share a Law and Order credit because if you're a child actor, you have to be in a Law and Order, or you're not really a New York chapter.
Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all actors in New York basically just get in a line to be on that show. They have some come back as different characters. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they'll actually like you know the flagship Law and Order was on so long. There's some Broadway actors that they just you know call them and go, hey, come do this, and they just didn't care that it was like a character that you know an actor had already appeared as a different character. You know, because the episodes tend to be pretty standalone, except for, you know, Benson and Stabler and whatnot.
Speaking
Speaking
I
of
had
Benson's.
to I had to look him up. I don't think he was on the Law and Order, but he did do an NYPD blue. He did
Oh,
do an
perfect.
NYPD blue in
Did he show
1993.
his butt or say dick or shit? They said shit on NYPD Blue,
That's
and then
right.
all these
Yeah.
years later, you still can't say shit on TV.
Unbelievable.
Free the shit. That's how we started. That's how we'll end the podcast.
That's what I don't get about At Midnight. I watched it on the first night I watched it on CBS, and the second night I watched it on streaming. And the streaming version, like, just put a rating on it so the parents can keep their kids away from it, and then just take the bleeps out. Like, why do am I paying money to get movies and TV shows and then they're censored? That's I'm trying to get away from the television, the
You didn't
regular
get
model.
the yeah, well, you didn't get the Platinum Express plan, and
That'd
that's
be
where
so funny if
that's
that was all you, that was the perk of that plan, is swearing on After Midnight.
would you like the full Monty? How about a full frontal situation for an extra $15 a month? You too can get all the uncensored everything. Anything that's blurred on TV just comes out. Any audio bleeps, they're gone. Any video blurs, they're gone. People would pay
I
for
mean,
that.
there's a lot of
People
perverts
would
would
pay for
pay
that.
for it because they'd see somebody blurred out and go, "Oh, I wonder if they're hot," and then they gotta go pay for it.
Oh.
You gotta pony up.
It's coming. It's coming. You mark my words, Doug's. It's coming.
I wonder where that expression "pony up" came from. I'm guessing maybe like if you owe somebody money and you're like, "Hey, give it," like maybe it's probably like gambling or racetrack related.
Now you got to
The
pony up.
pony up, yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I never thought
Yeah.
about that.
I don't know where that came from. You start to care more, Danny, about where things came from as you get older.
I'm not there yet. I'm working on
No,
it. I'm working on
no.
it. With your
Don't worry
tutelage, I'll
about
get
it.
there.
There's no rush. There's no rush. Take your time. try to stay a person that's not so concerned about the weather. That's the thing that's going to get harder to be as you get older. One
I
last
do.
thing I want to tell you, if I may.
Please.
For many of my guests, our guests on this program, I have sat down and figured out an anagram of their name. And there's been a couple instances where I failed, and I'm sad to say that your name is one of them. That Danny Tamborelli, I can't figure out a way to use all those letters and spell different words that make any sense, like there's some abbreviations and
Oh,
stuff in
you
there
can,
you could
yeah. I mean,
call.
you have Dan and Nad. I mean, you can be, if you want to be childish about
Right, you got both of
it,
those, but
Dan,
then
Nad,
how
and
do
you
you have
have,
NAD with Dan? That's two D's. You only have one D in your name.
is Nad two D's? Is that in the
No,
fucking
NAD is one
dictionary?
D. Didn't you say Dan?
Yeah, Dan, Dan, and Nad. It's
Yeah.
just backwards, right?
Well, but that's what I'm saying is you don't, are you trying to, okay, you're just saying words that are in your name.
Yeah, I know. You
I'm
know, I
saying
know, I
words that are in
understand.
your
An
name
anagram,
that,
yes, an anagram is race
yeah.
car. A race car is an anagram. I get it. And you're right. Unless my name is Pap, Dad. I mean, my children call me
No,
Dad.
those
So.
are no race car is a fucking the other thing. It's not a
No. All right.
it's
I
not an
know.
anagram.
It's
It's a
oh my God. I'm feeling like a
Doug, tell
real.
us what it's called.
Hey, make sure you read my book, author
Same
Danny
word.
Tamborelli. Can't
Same
even
word
understand.
backwards. Same word backwards and forwards is a what's that called?
Oh
It's
God
not an
damn it.
anagram. I know. I thought it was an anagram
Producer
or
Ryan,
something,
just
but
come
it
in and
sounds
tell
like an
us.
A.
Palindrome.
A palindrome.
Yes,
God
there you
damn it.
go. See, I
Thanks,
knew that
Ryan.
I should know it, but you guys don't even know
And
that you
wait.
should know
Well, and I always
it.
get all that shit mixed up.
Right. So anyway, an anagram is where you have to use all the letters, not just go backwards and forwards. So that being
Thank
said, I
you.
found yours to be impossible, and I'm challenging the listeners because maybe they can come up with something that would actually work. Go ahead and hit me up on Wide World Zero Dougs on X, formerly Twitter.
The DPT could be Department of Transportation.
It sure could.
If you wanted to use the
it would
DP,
just be the department.
It would be wrong.
Depot. Department. Tell us about your books. Prophecy.
I promise I wrote half of each
please
one.
Please rewind.
I swear to God I did. Yes, Plecon Rewind with Jack Black and Michel Gondry. The First Aid Prophecy is out now wherever you like to get your books. It's a rom-com. It's fun. It's more calm than rom. And if you're a dude and you're scared of rom-coms, you should read this one. Because half of it was written by me, so you don't have to be so scared anymore. And then the Road Trip Rewind comes out in May. Also, the same thing applies.
I read your book, but I just read your chapters. I skipped the latest. I only read the jouncy parts.
Yeah,
not the flouncy parts.
I'm legally not allowed to talk shit about the odd chapters of the book.
Okay. Then we won't make you.
You know, I just don't want to get a divorce and she'll get the kids. Yeah. She'll tell everyone about my bong that's above the oven and that, you know.
I think a lot of people already know about it.
I think a lot of people already know about it. She's just waiting for the right time. She's like, damn, don't you fuck up. Because when you do, boy, am I going to pound on those kids. I'm going to get all of them.
Doug, what would you like to plug?
Watch the disappearance of Toby Blackwood on Peacock and Amazon Prime Now, a film I helped write and make. And find me on Instagram at Doug Mellor. I'm currently screwing with a lot of people with sarcasm. Apparently, sarcasm doesn't work anymore. People don't understand.
No.
It's pretty
you gotta
fun.
Keep trying.
It's hard. It's hard. It's hard when you write. When you write sarcasm, it's hard because nobody understands.
No, I love it because people I do get too. So frustrated, and then I don't let on that it's sarcasm, and I make it feel. Then they think I'm even dumber, and their heads explode. Oh, it's great. So fun. I love it. But anyway,
I'm going to be at Sarcasm Fest this weekend. No, I'll be at SF Sketch Fest on Sunday doing two shows, Doug Loves Movies in the afternoon and Benson Movie Interruption in the evening. And I got dates coming up in Atlanta, Athens, Bakersfield, California, Chicago, Rosemont, Illinois, Dayton, Kentucky. All of my dates are at DougLovesMovies.com. Thank you, Danny Tamberelli. We did it.
We did it. We did it. It took two episodes, but that's I'm happy to be a part of it.
I'm so glad. And you know, like I said, come do Getting Doug with High. I mean, we could do it over Zoom or whatever. So in your podcast spot, you only vape. Is that what you were saying, basically?
Yeah. Just
okay.
More of a,
but that's enough. Kind of, that's good enough for us.
I'm glad I'm keeping my street cred alive. Thanks.
Yeah. Right on. You've been listening to the second part of a two-parter. Danny Tamberelli, if you missed the first part, go back and check it out. But for Doug and Danny, as always, performance enhancing Dougs.
Got it.